This is NA1SS, NA1SS. Excuse me. This is station from the airlock. Looking for a go for the ACS O2 man valve open. Scheduled any 35, but flexible.
You are go. Do that at your convenience.
Okay. We'll put that in work right now. Thank you.
Station Huntsville on Spacer Ground 2 for Mike. No response required. This is your hand pass reminder with a rise time of 8:05.
And Huntsville, good morning again on Space to Ground 2. Was that for me, Mike, and was it a heads-up for the upcoming hand pass?
Good morning. Affirm it was. Your rise time is 8:05.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it, and thanks for the heads-up.
Супер, КФ, канал СГ-2 для Сергея.
Отвечаем в СГ-2. Видеоряд видим. У нас буквально пара секунд, и специалисты будут на консоли.
Принято. Хорошо, ожидаем. Или два.
Сергей, Алексей, добрый день.
Сергей, доброе утро. День уже по Москве.
Доброе утро. Да, рад вас видеть через прямой видеоэфир. При подготовке к ВКД-65 по сборке выносимых укладок.
Мы рады слышать.
Отлично. Ну, тогда начинаем по радиограмме 60-50 подготовкой укладок. В процессе подготовки идем по радиограмме, и там у меня еще будут пару дополнительных вводных. Вот, незначительных. Вот. Ну, потом позже скажу. Сначала подготовим основное, а потом маленький уточняющий момент.
Да, принято. Идем по диаграмме 60-50. Приступаем к контролю укладки рулок заходки оборудования.
Сергей, ну, в принципе, раз уж вы начинаете с крылбэк, как раз под крылбэк у меня есть маленькие уточнения.
Сейчас слушаем.
У нас будет с вами операция по переносу внешнего пульта ЕРА, в процессе которого мы с вами отстыкуем кабель от базовой точки летной 3, и получится такая ситуация, что крышечки на низкочастотном блочном электросоединителе на МЛМ нужно будет этот разъем крышечкой закрыть. Вот. Но, скорее всего, крышечки там нет. Поэтому ее нужно взять с собой. И я вроде бы как знаю, что у вас есть укладка, ну, что, точнее, в укладке с электросоединителями для ВКД, там как раз этих крышечек должно быть много. Это раз. Вторую крышечку нам нужно с вами будет взять, которая позволит закрыть ответный разъем на кабеле внешнего пульта, когда мы его отстыкуем и сбухтуем на внешней поверхности пульта. То есть, чтобы у нас пульт хранился с закрытым разъемом. То есть нужно найти две крышечки, и они немножко разные. Одна на блочную часть, другая на ответную.
Да, принято. Поищем. Поддержим.
Принято, спасибо. А, и также я в радиограмме, вот по подготовке к рулбэк, позиция третья. Я тоже здесь написал крышка для низкочастотного разъема с ключом. Ну, это просто вот на всякий случай, если контактное поле где-то собьется, когда мы будем EP монтировать или КВФП, тоже, ну, на всякий случай возьмем.
Да, вот три крышки.
Три, пожалуйста.
Три крышки надо взять с собой, правильно?
Да, все верно, три крышечки.
Так, продолжаем тогда дальше. Динозаврики есть у нас?
На Заврике у нас есть.
Застрахованы.
Это?
Вот этот инструмент нужен?
Я этот инструмент убрал. Не вижу необходимости его брать. В задачах там такой инструмент не нужен.
Принято.
Там просто у нас сейчас будет много вот мелких предметов, и карабинчиков не так много. Я также дополнительно указал, что нужно еще V-образные кольца пару ретов закрепить. Это нам как раз поможет и крышечки зафиксировать. И в процессе снятия чехлов с датчиков КВФП, эти чехлы тоже, чтобы, ну, была возможность фиксации в скрылых бэге.
А два рета есть.
Принято. Два рета дополнительно.
Резак тоже зафиксирован.
Инка?
Точно, дополнительно два рета. Полотенце два зафиксированы проволочным фиксатором.
Инка? И вот этот проволочный фиксатор, который внутри крылокбэк находится, между Т-образными кольцами, мы его тоже оставляем, потому что у нас также будут фалы транспортировочные, которые в процессе установки аппаратуры нужно будет убирать, и чтобы они не мешали. Также будем, как и при ВКД-64, фиксировать их за проволочный фиксатор.
Принято. Сергей, а можешь напомнить место расположения этой укладки, где закрышки все.
Сейчас попробую уточнить.
Спасибо.
Сергей, вот по поводу укладки комплекта разъемов ВКД, она находится в ФГБ за 421 панелью.
Да, спасибо. Ищем.
Это... И еще один момент. Я когда смотрел фотографии по подготовке оборудования, и там не было фотографии как раз кассеты, чтобы ее рассмотреть. Вот. Так что по возможности в конце работы ее тоже по детальнее пофотографировать, чтобы мы там все посмотрели, ничего не забыли.
Сергей, извини, пожалуйста, у нас динамик плохо работает. Можешь повторить?
Да, я когда смотрел фотографии после нашей работы с вами в части подготовки оборудования к ВКД, не было фотографии кассеты. Ее нужно будет фотографировать, чтобы мы тоже посмотрели, все ли там хорошо.
Мы сейчас примерим кассету к локбэк, покажем, а затем обклеим еще велкро, нам необходимо рукоятку прижима будет также зафиксировать, как на первой кассете. И сделаем
тогда все. Все, принято, спасибо. Вот там крышечки, которые летают, но мне сейчас плохо видно, крышка укладки закрывает обзор. Просто даже примерьте к разъемам, чтобы взять именно те крышечки, то есть на блочную часть и на ответную часть.
Сергей, подскажи, пожалуйста, ответная часть, остающаяся от распаковки разъема пульта, она соответствует тренировочному образцу?
Да, это типовой разъем абсолютно соответствует.
Плотно очень ходит крышка сюда.
Да, наблюдаю. Попробуйте эту крышку примерить на блоке каком-нибудь, или КВФП, или ИП. На разъемах.
У нас там вилки, а не розетки.
Ну да, у вас же тоготь похожий на вилку.
Все, крышки нашли. Фиксируем и каждую крышку на ред, правильно? На отдельно.
Возможности. Главное, чтобы ред хватило. Одну крышку с ключом нашли, правильно?
Да, одна крышка с ключом.
Я наблюдаю, хорошо.
Откроем ГС. Два. Сергей, слышно? Откроем ГС, Г2.
Связи?
Сергей, два вопроса. Первый. Фиксации за ответственную часть на крышке будет достаточно рядом? Есть необходимость поводок к нему приделывать или нет?
Нет, необходимость.
И второй. Нет, вопрос. Если мы с пультом работаем в крайнюю очередь по циклограмме, зачем нам брать две ответные крышки? Мы берем крышку с ключом при необходимости. Если она потребуется, поработаем ей. Если не потребуется, в конце есть смысл третьего?
Принято. Значит, первый вопрос. Поводок нам не нужен, достаточно в скобу крышки. Второй ответ на второй вопрос. Да, можно и две взять, но убедиться, что у нас еще в сумке остались крышки с ключом, чтобы мы последнюю крышку за бортом не оставили.
Вот третью брать без ключа, да?
А, либо третья без ключа. Ну, если есть еще с ключом в сумке, вот, или на КПУ с ключом, то достаточно двух, чтобы мы могли взять с ключом, но при этом оставив ее за бортом.
Да, есть еще одна с ключом.
Это тогда никаких проблем, берем две крышки. Да, отлично. А еще в крылокбэк нам нужно разместить два очистителя для иллюминатора ГМЛМ.
Да, принято. Сейчас включаем. Сергей, подскажи, пожалуйста, основание рукоятки на очистителях есть необходимость страховать капсонной лентой, как на предыдущих очистителях было?
Сергей, а есть возможность показать предыдущий очиститель, как там застрахован? Там, скорее всего, каптоновой лентой был застрахован элемент крепежный, чтобы не поцарапать. Здесь-то таких элементов нет.
Да, здесь другая схема после крепления.
Каптоновой лентой мы оборачиваем то, что имеет острые кромки. Вы посмотрите, если острые кромки какие-то имеются, то тогда обернем. Если там все гладенько, то какой смысл? Все равно мы это все утилизировать будем.
Утилизировать там, снаружи?
Да, мы отталкивать не будем, но мы их возле выходного люка подвяжем вместе с полотенцами в конце выхода.
Принято.
Внимательно посмотрите острые кромки, или погладьте, и если что-то найдете, то тогда лентой оберните.
Нет, мы не наблюдаем острых кромок, тогда капсонную ленту не обматываем. Ну, а по поводу...
Принято.
После. Принято.
Принято.
Сергей, давай уточним еще по поводу страховки очистителей круглых бэк. Мы используем один рейд на два очистителя, а между ними проволочный фиксатор, правильно?
Если у нас дефицит в рейдах, то да. Если есть возможность, то, конечно, в идеале за каждый очиститель свой рейд. Но по возможности. Если там такой возможности нет, то тогда-то и такая схема пойдет.
Так, если мы находим два рейда, у каждого очистителя будет свой рейд. Проволочный фиксатор, тогда нам нужен один для фиксации, потом один-два снаружи, правильно?
Да, все верно. То есть проволочный фиксатор второй не обязателен, вот, и поэтому можно снять.
Принято.
Сергей, когда будем работать с очистителем, мы будем перестраховывать его на карабин скафандра.
Понятно. Кольцо Г2. Подготовки КВКД.
Сергей.
Сергей, если видно на камеру, предлагаем следующий способ фиксации кассеты Crawler Back. Вот этим боковым ретом на фаре фиксируем за саму кассету. В общем-то, извлечь его можно. Сильно цепляется. А вторую часть привязать за проволочный фиксатор через проушину. Таким образом, чтобы у нас рукоятка лоббэк была свободна и поручень где-то.
Принято, да, хорошо, давайте так и сделаем. Не слишком свободно она летает. Может ее как-то подсажать?
Такое.
Может быть, вот через это кольцо, Сергей, за которое ты держишься пальцем, может там проволочный фиксатор поставить и...
Да-да-да, так и рассуждаем. Все верно.
Да.
Так, закончили работу с лоббэк.
Да, ну теперь нужно все детально пофотографировать и кассету в том числе.
Давайте мы фотографии попозже сделаем, хорошо?
Хорошо. А наша задача КПУ, на самом деле... больше перепроверить по всем ВКД-64. И вот у меня сейчас пришла идея, может быть, подвязать туда и клещи узкогубцы, которые были в крылокбэк.
Хорошо, принято.
А на крылокбэк полотенце подвязали, да?
Их не использовали, потому что выходы они так и подвязаны остаются.
Это.
Контролируем оборудование с КПУ.
Это.
Резак есть. Молоток есть.
Это. Вертку тоже наблюдаю.
Так. Четвертая позиция. Набор резьбовых соединений.
Да, Сергей, я его наблюдаю. Смотри, там отсутствует удлинитель. Вот свободное гнездо. Так, у меня справа получается. Оно сейчас находится на ключе с трещоткой. На скафандре. Вот, нам удлинитель не понадобится. в этом выходе. Поэтому его можно туда уложить, а сам барашек оставить на ключе. Да. Наблюдаю.
Можно удлинитель в укладку.
Да, отлично. Конечный резак наблюдаю.
Приспособление для распаковки соединителя.
Наблюдаю. Да.
Рычаг. Восьмая позиция. Эти клещи.
Да. Лебедку наблюдаю. Алексей держит в руке.
Да, точно. И это устройство добавленное.
Да.
На удавку транспортировочная палуба застрахована. 0,9 метровым.
Это наблюдаем. Теперь у нас самое интересное.
Готовим укладки.
Сейчас главное правильно сориентировать КВФП. Постарайтесь вот рассмотреть вот на фотографиях, начиная со второй. Там вот гидролаборатории, как я размещал. Такое место его надо поймать. Оно, по сути, единственное, как можно совместить. Вот. Но начинать надо с проволочного фиксатора на стойку ИП. И дальше должно все получиться.
У моноблока ближе. Где запекель, порекомендуешь?
А на самом деле тут как в зависимости будет ориентироваться КВФП. Тут нету ограничения ближе или дальше. Вот. Тут главное, чтобы получилось их совместить. А, Сергей, было пропадание и фото, и видео, и связи. Как сейчас слышно?
Да, слышим.
А по поводу проволочного фиксатора нет ограничений, куда его ближе привязывать, к адаптеру или к самому блоку. Тут главное, чтобы получилось собрать укладку, и проволочный фиксатор, где он встанет, для того, чтобы она стянулась, там пусть встает.
Задача как можно жестче всю укладку сделать, чтобы она не перемещалась в процессе. Ее там сортировки.
А, да.
Сколько мы проволок на свое смотрение можем использовать?
У меня в гидролаборатории я использовал одну. И мне хватало. Ну, единственное, что там был макет. Вот, а вы смотрите по обстановке. То есть сначала проволочный фиксатор я фиксировал в застойку и подвязывал ее за поручень КВФП. А далее на этот же поручень КВФП устанавливал фал переменной длины и фиксировал его за поручень ИП. И после этого выбирал слабину. Я на самом деле попробовал вот эти шаги расписать в радиограмме. Вот, давайте попробуем идти по шагам, а дальше будем смотреть. И, ну, в принципе, довольно-таки жесткая конструкция получалась в гидролаборатории, при том, что там еще очень много дополнительных элементов в виде поплавков, но при этом конструкция была жесткой.
Сейчас правильно сориентировать надо, пока не удается это сделать, по картинке. Сергей, вот мы несколько вариантов примерили по расположению, что можно было и ИП-500 устанавливать, помех. И фиксация, чтобы эта инфлатировка была более-менее удобная. Вот такой вариант.
Да, вот просто по камере очень сложно оценить, насколько он... Но очень похоже на то, что получалось в гидролаборатории.
Вел развернутая укладка, потому что эти кабели КВФП, они в другую сторону там размещены по картинке.
А, понятно. Ну, теперь главное, чтобы получилось...
Использовать больше проволочных фиксаторов.
Хорошо. Главное, чтобы получилось ее тянуть, и вам было удобно, чтобы мы себя не загнали потом проволочными фиксаторами в части работы при ВКД, чтобы мы их могли потом открутить. Вот. Ну и также фал с подтягом. Надо посмотреть, как его можно использовать. И вообще вот при вашей конфигурации будет ли он нужен. Вот. Он помогал стянуть укладки.
Наша конфигурация все равно потребуется, потому что у нас низ не зафиксирован. Это один из. Второй момент. Единственное место, куда можно проволоку здесь продеть.
А, допустимо, и там, смотри, видишь, такие важные отверстия, можно его использовать. Эту проволоку. Там, не знаю. Сейчас. Аккуратно. Вообще рекомендую, чтобы потом могли, чтобы проволоку удалились.
Station 2 for Brian Processor troubleshooting, step 3.14.
All right, troubleshooting, step 3.14, what's up?
Pete, hope your day is going well. So I had myself and Mike try this. When we go to mate per step 3.14, we're not able to get it mated or hear that audible click. I've tried ensuring that there's nothing blocking it. There's no FOD. I've cleaned both the male and female ends with wipe, and still doesn't work. So I think after having two crew members try this, and it looks everything's nominal, I'd like to try another brine bag. I think just the plug might be bad.
All right, Johnny. Yeah, that sounds good to us. Just report the serial number that you find, and we'll see how it goes.
So, decision 2, the new brine bladder is serial number 219.
Copy, 219. Good luck.
Decision 2, brine bladder, troubleshooting follow-up.
All right, go ahead.
Pete, none of us can get it, so we all agreed there was something different this time. I changed it to the new bladder with the serial number I gave in earlier, and I'm having the same issue. I had Kimmy try it. He has no joy as well. So we got one more person going to try it right now. I can try it. But I think there's something's different this time, and I think the... Statistically, it's probably unlikely that two new bags in a row had a bad male QD. So I'm wondering if maybe the female QD, which is on the BPA side, has an issue. Over.
All right, Johnny, we copy. Yeah, that does sound like an issue on the other side. Can you go ahead and get the video camera set up so we can take a look? And then if there's still trouble, we might ask you to take some photos.
Absolutely, yep. I'll get that set up right after Mike's finished.
Copy, thanks.
Pete, Johnny on 2. We've got the Node 3 camera on. Kimmy has graciously offered his services to be a cameraman. Mike did try as well, no joy. We're going to show you the locking mechanism just doesn't seem to be working. So I want you to pay attention as I try to mate. Button will depress itself. And then what normally happens is as you get closer, fully mated, that button will physically pop out and you'll hear that audible click, denoting that it's locked in place. That just doesn't happen. Over.
All right, copy. Yeah, give us just 1 second to get that video routed and I'll let you know when we're on board.
Thank you.
Hey, Johnny, back with you. Can you actually check the cable connections between the camera and encoder? We lost the video.
Of course. Everything looks connected on the camera side. Do you want me to look at the encoder side?
We got it back, actually.
Okay. I think this camera has had issues. Kimmy just kind of wiggled the cable and it seems to run back, so we'll try and be gentle.
Okay, copy. Sounds good. Yeah, we can see it. And you were talking about a pin?
So I'm just going to narrate what is going on. So we've got the back here. We've got the QD on the back side as here. This is brand new. There's no fault. It's nice and clean. This is on the BPA side, this is the female end, and we verify there's no FOD, it's clean inside. This button here is how we release the plugs. whether that's a plug or the other end. Okay? And as we mate this, you'll see that this button will depress. And what it should happen is it should pop out and you hear that audible click, denoting that it's locked in place. But you never see that pop out happen. And I'm just not sure what's going on with the mechanism. We're going to try and do it right now so you all can see.
Okay, copy. Yeah, good description. That makes sense. We'll take a look. Copy. Yeah, we see it hasn't popped back out.
Now, one thing is it's maybe ever so slightly yawed to my left here. And I'm wondering, I put a tool in between this and this metal just to kind of give ever so slight pressure to move this to the right, maybe better align that. I'm wondering if that's worth a shot.
Copy, we're talking it.
You know, Rush, I know you all are talking it. I'm not going to actually do anything, but I'm just going to kind of show you what I'm talking about. Again, don't fret, because I won't actually do anything.
Copy.
So, as you can see with the flathead, I'm thinking we put it inside, in between the metal and the plug, and just provide really, really small forces to just kind of correct it. So I guess it'd be a little bit of a yaw right. Because as I'm looking at it head on, this side is smaller than this side.
Copy, yeah, we're talking it. We're just getting permission. All right, Johnny, yeah, we got everyone to concur. We think it's a good idea. Just obviously be real careful with the panel on the left, and we'll see what happens.
Great, yes, I will be gentle. Thanks. Hey, Pete, I'm sure you're all watching. I think it was a good attempt, but I don't think that was it.
Yeah, copy, we're talking it. Station Houston on 2 for Johnny.
Stand by, and he'll be back in maybe 3 minutes.
Okay, copy. And while I have you, Kimia, we are going to just slide your chips activity to the right a little bit until we can close out this issue that Johnny's dealing with.
Understand. I just wanted to suggest that, so thank you. We are thinking the same thing.
No problemo.
And Johnny on two.
Hey, Johnny. So I wanted to tag up with you, and basically the goal for us here is to get this recycle tank drain done today. So we think we're actually going to downmode to an EDV. But we're going to take another 5-10 minutes to get some words together for you on that. In the meantime, if you can take some pictures of the inside and outside of that QD, and then we should have some words for you pretty soon.
Hey, copy. We're going to put the Note 3 camera back. I'll take some pictures. I guess I'll just kind of keep the BP as is until we get further direction. Thank you.
Yep, good read.
Station 2, BPA bladder and QD photos are on SSC-7. And no rush, I'll just start my lunch, and we'll be ready to copy whenever you have words for me on the region recycle tank activity.
All right, copy. Sounds good.
Just to be clear, please don't please interrupt me whenever you guys are ready. I don't mind stopping lunch. Thanks.
Copy. Appreciate it. Station on 2 for Kimia.
It's on 2.
Hey, Kimia. We got the safing in place for your chips activity, so there's no airflow. And, of course, y'all will be primed for smoke detection. But whenever you're finished eating, we are ready for you to get into that.
Yeah, I understand. I already finished my lunch, so please check the camera view. I set up a camera for the Note 3 for this activity. And if it's okay, the view is okay, I'm going to start from now.
Checking. Okay, Kimia, if you can just pan the camera aft a little bit for a better view of the filter, we think that'll work. All right, that looks good. Station on 2 for Johnny.
Go ahead.
Hey, Johnny. So we're just finalizing the forward plan here. But in the meantime, if you could please restow the bladders you got out and put them back where you found them, and then close the lid on the BPA, that'll get us set up for what we're going to do next.
I will put those bladders back to the original CTBs and close the lid. I'll let you know when I'm done.
Thank you.
Station Johnny on 2, that is complete.
Copy. Thank you, sir. We are still just closing out some of the fine-tuning here, and we'll let you know in a few minutes when we're ready for the next steps.
Hey, copy. I'm standing by, and I'm sure you all are doing whatever is best for station.
And station, hey, Johnny, sorry, I forgot to let you know we were right on the edge of a handover there. I missed your call.
Hey, Pete, I was just letting you know. I'm sure you're making decisions on what's best for station, but if you, by chance, are changing the procedures around to accommodate my timeline, there's no need. I don't mind working long.
We appreciate it. We're basically just going to reference an existent previous activity and have you run that. Station Houston for Johnny. Hey, Johnny, we've got the new steps for you whenever you're ready to copy. We think the whole thing will take about 30 minutes, and we're just going to basically refer you to previous activities from a few days ago.
Send it, good sir.
All righty. So if you take a look at GMT 247 on Mike's timeline at 1300, we would like you to perform that activity. It's a regen recycle tank drain activity. The only difference is that you're going to grab serial number 1454. Then once you do that, as written, Ethos will have some ground taps, and then we'll refer you back to that same timeline at 1455 for another activity. Then once you do that, Ethos will do more ground steps. And then lastly, you'll go back to that timeline at 1850 and perform that. So there's going to be three green activities on Mike's timeline on 247 that we'll have you do. And we are ready whenever you are.
We all, let me repeat that back. On GMT 247, Mike's timeline, 1300 activity, only Delta is serial number 1454. Ethos will do some steps, and then I do 1455 activity. Ethos those steps, and then I close it out with an 1850 activity all on the same day. I'll copy.
Yep, that's good, Reed. And actually, I made a small mistake. It's actually 1320. But other than that, you'll be good. And this will replace all the pink activities on your timeline today.
Hey, the 1300 activity is 1320. That's all it worked.
And actually, sorry, I made a mistake the second time. It was 1300. Disregard. Station Houston for Kimmy, a quick question for you.
Don't do.
Hey, Kimmy, we're not seeing some telemetry that indicates the Node 3 RAM V has been closed to full warm. Can you double-check that for us in step one of your procedure, please?
Step one? Sorry. Just checking.
Yes, sir. We just want to make sure that the Node 3 RAM V is in the fully closed, full warm position per step one of your procedure.
Checking.
Thanks.
Station on space ground 3 for Node 3 box.
You see it closed now. Appreciate it.
Houston station on space ground 2 for out AMV.
Go ahead on 2.
I see right now, actually, this knob is in full warm position. But actually, this knob can be turned to clockwise until hot stop. Then actually it shows like a cool position. I'm not sure like a clockwise to full stop is warm position or like an indication is, I mean, indication in the outer ring is the right position. So right now I'm adjusting it to the warm position, which is indicated by the indicator, but this stop can be turned to more to the clockwise side.
Okay, copy, Kimmy. That confusion might have come from me, but the valve is in a good config now, so we can just leave it alone.
I understand. Sorry. Thank you.
This is station 2 for recycle tank drain, step 2.4. Checking that you are complete with safing in step 1.
Safing is complete.
Roger. I confirm I have seal number 1454 for the ADVA.
Copy, 1454. Good number.
This is station 2, recycle tank drain, step 2.14. The EPA is configured for recycle tank drain. You're good to proceed with command and drain.
All right, we copy. We'll let you know when we are ready for your part 2.
Okay, I'll be standing by. Thanks.
Station on 2 for Johnny when you have a second.
Station Johnny 2, go ahead.
Hey, Johnny. Yeah, you can still be eating. I just wanted to let you know that we are ready whenever you are for the 1525 recycle tank fill activity. 1455 from GMT 247.
Okay, I'll get started on that right away. Thanks.
Copy. And then, actually, we do still want you to do the UTS offload per your timeline from today. It's the last pink activity before your exercise.
Okay, so which one should I do first?
You should do the activity from 247, the 1455 activity. Then when you're finished with that, you can do your normally scheduled UTS offload ADV swap from today's timeline. And you are go in step 3.1.2 of the regen tank activity from 247. Safing is in place in that step.
Okay, I'll just check in between activities, but I'll do the one on 1455 GMT 247 and copy to go and set 3.1.2, maybe something, but I think it'll be obvious. Thanks.
Yeah, copy. It's tough to bounce between two completely separate timelines.
Station 2, we're single tank drain, step 5.8. The UPA filtering valve position is in fill, and the drain valve compressor port is uncapped.
All right, sounds good to us. We copy. And so, Johnny, this means you can then do the offload end of A swap, the pink activity, on your today's timeline.
Great, that's in work. Thanks. Houston Station 2, for Stowage on an end of A.
All right, go ahead. We're listening.
Hey, Pete, I'm looking for 1464, the node 34 end cone. I wasn't able to find it. I might grab someone else to back me up. I also looked in the GAA of SGB. I couldn't find it. I just want to make sure there's no other locations I should be looking, and if there is an alternative end of A I can grab.
Copy, we're talking it. Station on 2 for Johnny.
Station Johnny on 2. Go ahead.
Johnny, so unfortunately, we don't have any other EDVs available. Could you just double-check the GAA area while we work with our Russian colleagues to see if we can find maybe a different stow location for it?
Yeah. I'll grab someone who wants to be free to make sure. It's always good to have a double second set of eyes.
Copy. We appreciate it. Station on 2 for Johnny.
Houston, Johnny on 2. Sorry, I did find it. We just had some CTBs being obscured, but all good now. Sorry for the trouble.
All right, copy, Johnny. And where actually did you end up finding it? Because we did have an alternate location, and we're just curious where it actually ended up being.
It was in node 34 end cone. So Kimmy and I are just kind of sharing the same space, and there was a panel blocking the label of a CTB, I thought it was part of a different CTB, and so it just had to be a spatial conflict that we figured out, but completely my mistake.
All right, copy. Good deal. Yeah, we was actually just going to tell you to check that area again, so appreciate it.
This is Station 2. I think this is implied because you told me that I could start the procedure, but making sure I have a go in step 3.1 for end of a changeup.
You are go. Good double check.
Go, and I confirm in step 3.3 the new end of it is 1464.
Copy.
Houston Station 2, end of a changeout, step 3.10. The urine transfer compressor hose is connected to Podaccia Davalenia on the end of a. Oh, sorry, it's the double green that's connected to Podaccia Davalenia on the new end of a.
All right, that sounds good. I think that puts you back on a normal timeline. Until the very end of the day, during your evening prep work, it would be a good opportunity to close out that last green activity from GMT 247. That would be the regen recycle tank process.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good. I can do it earlier. Just feel free to call me in whenever. If I'm working out, then, I'll just do it later. As far as the regen BP bladder activity at 1215, should I consider that aborted?
Checking. Yep, we can consider that aborted. If we have anything for you, we'll let you know.
Great, Nate. Thanks for all the support.
Yeah, thanks again for dealing with me, too, as I've tried to get the story straight for you.
You're doing great, man. Appreciate it.
Actually, while I have you, Paycom has an answer to a question, I think, about stowage you had requested earlier, if you can give him a call.
Do. Break. Huntsville, Johnny on 2. I'm listening.
Hey, good afternoon, Johnny. We just got a new location for those MSG sleeves you took out of the work volume earlier. I've got the location if you're ready to copy.
Copy.
That's going to be JLP1 Aft 1 Delta inside a 1.0 CTB serial number 1323 labeled MSG hardware.
Okay, 1.0 CTB 1323 and JLP1 Aft 1 Delta. Thanks.
And that's a good readback. Thank you.
So, station on spacecraft 3 for node 3, a filter and smoke detector cleaning.
Go ahead, with you on 2.
I'm on step 6, decimal 3. And you have a go for CCAA and smoke detector activation.
All right, we copy. Thank you.
Thank you for your support.
So, Johnny on 2.
Huntsville's with you on 2.
John, hope you're having a good day. It's Friday. I was able to get that completed, so it's in 1323, both sleeves and gloves. That one is also pretty full. Probably around 98-99% full. This is just an offer. You don't have to take me up on it. But I'd be happy to throw another 1.0 GTV in the future, maybe a future activity, and just kind of consolidate.
And Johnny Huntsville's back with you on two. Sorry, we walked right into a hand over there. I lost you after consolidate.
Oh, hey, John. That's no problem. I'll tell you, it's complete. And then I was throwing an offer that you did not have to take me up on. But the CTV provided, 1323, is also pretty full. So if you all desire in the future, I'd be happy to grab an extra 1.0 CTV and distribute the contents of the MSG gloves into that new CTV just to make things a little bit more distributed. But again, it's just an offer. Thanks.
And Johnny, we copy. It sounds like we're actually working on a plan to get all of those consolidated. We'll see it reflected in some timeline activities here in the next couple days or weeks. But we appreciate the offer. And in terms of it being Friday, you're right. It is, and I'm ready for the weekend, spending some time with babies.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, it's well-deserved, John. And great. I'm glad that we're all on the same wavelength.
Absolutely. Hope you guys get to enjoy some of your weekend up there, too.
Station on two for Kimia. We have a question about that RAM-V valve we talked about earlier.
Hi, Tonto.
Hey, Kimia. Is that valve still in the closed, fully warm position?
Yes, that is in warm position. Sorry.
No, that's perfect. Can you get the camera in node 3 and show us how much farther that valve will rotate for a hard stop?
Understand. I will show you, but that's actually quite a bit.
Okay, yeah, we'd like to, when you get the chance, just put the camera on it so we can see where it is now, and then slowly rotate it to hard stop so we can see how far it'll travel. Thanks, sir. Station Houston on two for Kimia.
It's on two.
Hey, Kimia. Yeah, that video keeps cutting in and out. So before you move the valve, can you just give us a call so we can make sure that we actually have a good view from that camera?
Yeah, I understand. Thank you. And I'm sure I'm going to make sure that I'm going to try not to move the cables.
Happy.
So station on space ground 2 for the above.
We are with you on 2, but we do not have video.
Okay, understand. So I'm going to jiggle. Okay, understand. So I'm going to jiggle.
Station Houston on 2 for Xena. Oh, good timing. Hope we could borrow you for about 10 minutes for some troubleshooting.
Edit time, what you got?
Hey, we were wondering if you could poke around on that BPA female connector again. I've got some steps to help us troubleshoot and develop a forward plan for fixing it.
There you copy.
All righty. So the first thing you want to do, of course, is don some PPE and then open the BPA to the hard stop so you can access where the connectors are. We'd like you to take pictures of the brine supply line hose, the one that's coiled by the slider, to help us understand the routing. And then once you do that, we'd like you to perform EQUIS 2.964, step 5.3.7 to cap the QD. And then via touch, check and see if there's any play in the F2 bracket. And let us know if there's a gap between that bracket and that press button that Johnny was talking about earlier. And then you can take your PPE off. Unless you like it, you can keep it on if you want it, I guess.
Okay, copy all. I'm going to don PPE and BPA to hard stop so I can access. I'll take pics of the brine supply line hose. That's the one that's kind of doing a counterclockwise loop to that QD, I believe. Then I will perform EQUIS 2.964, step 5.3.7 to cap the QD. Then I'll check if there's any play in the F2 bracket, and I think the answer is yes a little bit, but I will double check for you.
Okay, copy. And some context here is that we basically think hose or something might have pulled that connector too close to the bracket, because in testing, when that connector is touching the bracket, we can't get the button to pop back out. We just want to see what's up before we tell you to fix it.
That makes a lot of sense, given what we were seeing before. I'll check it out.
And Xena, just for clarification, the PPE we referred to was nitrile gloves, eye protection, and an odor mask.
Copy all. Makes sense.
Thank you.
Houston Station 2 for BPS.
Go ahead, with you on 2.
Got photos on SSC 7 for you, ready for downlinking. The cap was super easy to put on. I was able to depress the button, pop the cap off and on really, really easily. It clicked into place like normal. The hose routing, hopefully you'll be able to tell from the photos. I'm not sure if that is playing into it at all. There was not any play in the F2 bracket. Let me know any other questions you have.
All right, nothing else. We copy all. Thank you much. We'll take a look at those photos.
You bet. The only other thing I would say is that if you're looking down from above, it looks like the female end of the QD is kind of yawed left as it travels towards the male QD or where the male QD would be.
Okay, we copy. Yawed left. Good info. Station Houston on 2 for Xena again. We need some IWIS troubleshooting, please.
So Station 2.
Hey, Xena. So we didn't see some of the IWIS RSUs come back online after Mike's activity. There's 3 of them in the Russian segment. We were hoping we could get you to float down there and basically just power cycle the emerald bricks they're attached to. I have the locations and serial numbers when you're ready to copy.
We're ready to copy.
Ready to copy. So that's going to be Emerald Brick 1301, and that's located in the FGB on panel 312. And then that's going to be Emerald Brick 1315, and that's in the MLM on panel 432. Then lastly, we have Emerald Brick 1014 on SM panel 216. If you just power them off, wait like 5 seconds, turn them back on, and we'll see what happens.
Okay, copy off.
We didn't tell them that you're coming down there, so.
And Kimia-san is kindly taking care of this for us.
All right, thank you, Kimia.
Perfect, thanks.
And Station Houston on 2, with that IWIS request, we don't have any evening DPC topics for you, and it looks like Huntsville, Munich, and Scuba don't either. So if you don't have anything for us, we were thinking about canceling the DPC.
We copy all, and nothing for the team other than thanks for a great day.
All right, likewise. On to John. We're just going to see if you had time to do that activity for GMT 47. There you go.
Okay, it
works. Thank you. Station Houston on 2 for Johnny.
Same Johnny 2, go.
Hey, so it turns out Xena actually had a similar task on her timeline today, so you do not need to do that task from GMT 247.
Copy. Yeah, I do. When I was working, I do remember her having to do something. So it sounds like that's taken care of. Thank you, Xena and Houston.
Yeah, and if you want any more go-backs or corrections, just let me know.
Thanks, Pete. Appreciate all the support. Hope you guys have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too.
Send us a space station, and we have an after-hours question about IWIS.
Ooh, Pluto thought he could get away. All right, what do you got?
Just seeing what you got. In other words, I did that antenna, I don't say change out, but antenna upgrade with caps on tape earlier today. We turned them on, or turned them off, and then turned them on, and then apparently that didn't work. So my dear colleagues went and reset them again with an off-on. Just seeing how we're doing, if there's anything we can fix now, or if it's all running good.
It's all back up and running. There's apparently this thing where the emerald bricks don't always power downstream, even though they're supposed to. So we just had Kimia recycle the power on it, and that fixed it.
Fantastic. Yeah, if you want a job done right, you send Kimia, so that's great. Thank you. And with that, I bid you all a very nice evening and a great weekend. Thanks for working so hard today with us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Mike, and everybody else up there. Had a good time today. Have a good weekend.
Station 2, question on an edit there.
Houston's with you. What you got?
Hey, so earlier today I went off a timeline to GMT 247, Mike's timeline, for some edit drain activities, and there were some deltas. And because there were some deltas, I'm realizing that EDIVE 1454, it's secured right now to the deck, of node 3 next to the UPA fill drain valve stuff. I just need a home for it because I just happened to translate by it and I realized it's still there, and probably because I didn't have a proper stone node. So if you know where I can put it, I'd be happy to put it there.
Johnny, we're thinking the node 3 port end cone will end up being the right home for that.
Okay, concur. That's usually where it ends up. So I'll put it there for now. Thanks.